Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. And I'll tell you what, tomorrow's news tonight, and boy, there's plenty of it. I broadcast right now live. I am broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, and two via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. A special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, as well as to all the EMTs, the firefighters, the police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people that are working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers keeping America rolling, thanks very much for what you're doing. By the way, a special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across America, the Gulf of Mexico, Alaska, the Northern Tundra, and our Aramco friends over there in Saudi Arabia. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, also Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us, and I'll tell you what, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go with I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will remind you about that. Well, Kyle, we've got Dan the Man on the line, and we're going to get started with him. So, Dan the Man, did you listen to the first hour?
Part of it. I picked up about the part where Ian was on. And I listened to you guys, about Congressman Massey.
Yeah.
Tommy Massey from Kentucky. You know, you get a strange Republican in each House. And he's either Republican in the House that does some weird things. With Congress out, I think President Trump should have hauled him over to the White House and dressed him down. Because this shouldn't be happening. You finally got Pelosi where you can at least deal with her a little bit. And he goes and pulls a stunt like this. You know, he thinks he's the next Newt Gingrich. I got news for him. He couldn't tie Newt Gingrich's shoelaces. And that's like I said, there's a version of Mitt Romney. I can't stand that guy either, but every now and then one comes along that you like.
Uh-huh.
And when it came to the stimulus, but as far as what Ian said, we're going to be paying for this stimulus for a long time. You'll get your $1,200 or more. You're not going to get tax returns back for 2 or 3 years. You're not going to collect because this is a futuristic loan. It's a loan and you're going to pay for it based on your taxes for the next 2 or 3 years. So that part, I don't see hyperinflation coming anytime soon. I don't believe in the gold standard either, but I just think the value of the dollar is the stock price of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the United States is down on its knees. But then again, this virus, as much as about politics as it is public health right now, and you're seeing it, especially the way Pelosi wanted to load it up. But we still have to pay for curtains for the Kennedy Center, $35 million. There's still some pork in this stimulus bill. It's not a dry bill. It's not a clean bill. This thing still has enough pork in it to make me puke. So that's all I really wanted to say tonight.
Okay, well, we'll take that into consideration. So noted, and I got to go back to Kyle. Thanks a lot, Dan. All right. Kyle, he rings an interesting point up.
Yeah, he certainly does. You know, we're going to see what the aftermath is of this, and I think he's probably right. You know, it's going to perhaps be made up on the back end. But, you know, I think, Captain, when we get some perspective, and we'll only be able to get that through time, we're going to see that, you know, shutting down the economy, it was simply unprecedented. And what the president's trying to do is trying to get the money into people's pockets so that they don't lose their apartment, lose their house, lose their business, this mm-hmm. is the thing. And we're going to hopefully be better prepared for the next time that we see something like this. And as a corollary to that, we've never seen anything like this, and I think a lot of people are going to really demand answers as to how is it possible that this virus got out the way that it did. And I don't think people are convinced that it simply came from an open-air wet market in Wuhan, China. This just doesn't make any sense that something like this could go across the globe the way that it's doing if it wasn't, if it's a naturally occurring thing. I don't know, but people are going to be asking those questions for a long time.
All right. Now, I'm getting a comment here in the chat room about somebody talking about counties that are closed in Florida. First of all, there are no counties closed in Florida. That I know of, or any directive as such that states that there's no unnecessary travel, blah, 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 like they sometimes do, say, in a hurricane when they say no unnecessary travel?
Right, right.
Okay. Now, for those of us that have the proper credentials to get through certain things, we don't have a problem. We not only have things from the Department of Homeland Security that we have in our vehicles, passes, if you will, vehicle passes, but we also have other forms of identification to get us from point A to B, whether we're going in the state or whether we're going out of state. So as far as I know, the person that just mentioned about the counties being closed in Florida, interstate commerce and that being brought back and forth on the highways, interstate highways of the United States of America from point A to B, have not been affected at all because the big rigs that are out there got to get their stuff through to get the store shelves stocked up, right?
That's right. That's
the big, right?
Yes, exactly. I think that there was, I know the mayor of Tampa wanted to have closures. And
well, the mayor of Tampa is now running for governor of Florida. We'll get into that story. That's a story for another time. But she's now in a key position, and the rumors are abundant that in 2022 she's going to run for governor of Florida. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. See, there's a lot of politics going on here. People aren't paying attention. You need to start waking up to what's going on right under your noses. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill. but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, if you're suffering in pain right now and you want out of it, I got a way that might be able to help you here. You know, instead of taking, I used to take Mobic and Flexeril up until 3 years and 11 months ago. And Mobic and Flexeril was something I'd taken for a number of years because of the problems that I have with my spine being fused in my back, plus my ankle replacement that I had, almost losing my foot at the World Trade Center. And the fact of the matter is, it was gotten to the point to where it would make you tired when you weren't supposed to be tired, and it would make you feel like you were out of energy when you weren't supposed to be, and all that. And I said, screw this, got to be a better way. And I tried taking a bunch of Aleve, and that didn't work. And then one day, my buddy Mike Gallagher, whose studio is right around the corner from me here in the station I'm on, Mike Gallagher was talking about Relief Factor. And I went and I said, well, 1995, okay, I'll give it a shot. And you know something? The doggone stuff worked for me. Relief Factor. It was all natural. There was nothing in there that was bad for me. As a matter of fact, there were some nutrients in there that are good for you. It's like taking a vitamin supplement in some cases. And the swelling in my ankle went down. The pain in my back went away. And it was like, voila, here you are. So you can benefit from the same thing by trying the 1995 3-week quick start for Relief Factor, and you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a shot. After all you got to lose is pain. Now, if you want, you can give them a call, too, at 800-500-8384. Tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you the 1995 price. Because if you don't do that, they're going to try to sell you the full value of the product. So it's always tell them the captain sent you when you get a hold of them. But relieffactor.com/captain puts you right on the website to do it. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You've got some breaking news about, is it Italy with the test kits they've got?
Well, this is actually from Newsmax. They are saying that Spain is finding out that 70% of China's virus tests that they have are not detecting the coronavirus properly. So they're saying that they're essentially like fake tests, basically.
Yeah.
And they've got, certainly all these thousands and thousands of confirmed cases, but they're only confirming the coronavirus tests 30% of the time using these tests from China, this according to Spanish newspaper El País.
And I just read an article here I can't find it right at the moment. I got all kinds of windows open here in the computer, figures. But I read an article here during the break, top of the hour break, that talked about China and all the money that they were making, the billions of dollars that they were making when it came into It affected the, I lost my train of thought because somebody just stuck a message in front of me all of a sudden. It's all, and let me read this because let's see here. FEMA passes, they're not FEMA passes, they're DHS passes. I need to respond to this. So there you go. All right, so getting back to what I was talking about, let's change gears here for a minute. I want to put out there Representative Massey again in Kentucky because a lot of people said, what's that guy's number again? And we do have some affiliates in Kentucky. So for the people listening to me in Kentucky right now, your congressman there, Mr. Massey, who is a Republican, believe it or not, 202-225-3465, 202-225-3465 is the number to call. Now, MyPillow's Mike Lindell is up to something. You know what he's up to, right, Kyle?
That's right, Captain. He wants to help make the face mask and so forth for the PPEs, the personal protective equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And gowns and masks and these kinds of things.
And he's talking about making, what, $50,000 a day eventually?
Well, right. What he said he did is he said he brought everyone into his factory. You know, he's based here in the United States, of course. He said he brought everybody in. He put them 6 feet apart with the sewing machines. He said they're probably already up to 10,000 units a day, and he wants to get to 50,000 units a day if he can, if he's able to. So here you have Mike Lindell. You have the MyPillow guy. Everybody knows him from TV, of course. And he's trying to do his part in really what is a war effort. This is the kind of thing that Americans do when we have this massive focus to beat an enemy. In this case, it's a tiny little virus that is invading our society.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is the president is talking about a regional approach in opening up the country, reopening the country. And everything that's been going on here, the president's approval rating is the highest in 3 years.
That's right. And so what we find out, I think this is from a Pew poll, it does show that he's hitting the highest he has in about 3 years or so. And a lot of this has to do, Captain, I think, with the fact that the people are seeing the president on a daily basis going on for two and a half hours sometimes these briefings go, and he's there, he's got a command of the situation, he knows what's happening where, and obviously he's not a scientist or anything like that, he's not a doctor, we all get that, but he is leading this charge, he is the commander in chief, and the American people are seeing him have a good command of this whole subject. And I think that is translating. In fact, what was it the other day? CNN's Dana Bash, she actually said this is the kind of leader people are looking for, you know. And I think maybe she took some heat for that, too. But what this has done, Captain, the popularity and also the success of these press conferences has made some of the media say, we're not going to cover these anymore because they're just amounting now to political rallies.
Well, did you see the lack of press coverage in the room yesterday, in the press room?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, did you notice who wasn't there?
Well, I think CNN and MSNBC, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they were not there.
Well, and that's to their own detriment. because...
Yeah, because now they got to make up their own story from afar.
Well, that's true.
Not that they weren't making it up from on the sites, but yeah.
Well, right. Well, but what they want to do is they want to control the narrative, and they want to process the story in such a way that they can use mm-hmm. quotes out of context or that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just, in other words, and I know that like Rachel Maddow said something to the effect of, you know, if she was in charge, but she's not in charge, but she wouldn't be running these things.
Yeah, forget her.
Kind of
All right, let's move along here, because the feds in New York, by the way, have sued a company called Anthem, which is, I believe, an insurance provider in New York State for Medicare fraud, for charging millions of dollars in excess money to people in New York State. I'm just throwing that out there for what it's worth. No comments needed. Also, the Dow yesterday soared 1,300 points as Wall Street surged to its third, I believe it's its third day in a row of significant increases.
That's right. In other words, in its best 3 days since 1931.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as we're going through, you know, this ordeal, we're kind of saying this is the best day, the worst day on the stock market.
Yep.
We always have these comparisons, but yesterday
yep.
was the best day.
And a couple more things. I don't need to run out of time here. The ratings for the briefings in the afternoon with the president and the coronavirus task force that's there are higher than Monday Night Football has been, and that's another reason why the people are on television they don't like that the president's getting these high ratings and high marks, because his popularity and approval rating is way up.
Well, sure, yeah, and plus they want to also just mm-hmm. you know, say what they want. Yeah. They want to talk. They want to be on. Basically.
Now, Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz have moved closer to a unity government. They're putting together a government. I believe Netanyahu will be the first one up to be the prime minister, and then it'll go over to Benny Gantz.
That's right. That's the idea, and I think he's supposed to serve for about 18 months,
mm-hmm.
and then it would go to Gantz, and this is, again, the reason why they can actually form this government. If they weren't able to, there would be a lot more consternation, and we'd be back to having elections again.
And this is important for the military. People aren't aware of this, but we found out yesterday there is a directive. The U.S. military, Department of Defense, has suspended all travel, deployment, and exercises for the entire force until further notice.
That's right. They have, and of course, it's to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
Yep.
I believe an aircraft carrier came in to port because they had sailors.
19 people on board.
That's right. But here's the takeaway, though. The American military is able to respond and take care of business no matter what.
Now, AOC, let's finish up with AOC.
Mm-hmm.
The gift that keeps on giving. She's upset because the illegals aren't getting any checks.
Well, I don't know. I can't help her there.
You know something? Good riddance.
Right.
All right. Let's go. Tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And thanks for doing a yeoman job. We'll talk to you in a weekend show.
My pleasure, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And I'm telling you, what a job he did again tonight. These are things you're hearing. You should be hearing every day on every newscast. It's out there, but you're not. And we're making sure that you are. Important news for the country. I'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's not a surprise, but a big blow to the U.S. economy as unemployment claims soar because of coronavirus closures. 3.3 million claims filed last week. On Capitol Hill, the House expected to vote on the $2 trillion stimulus bill, or federal rescue plan, Friday. It's not a clean bill and loaded with other expensive line items that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo says there's not enough money in the package for his state, which has the most amount of coronavirus cases. Cuomo calling the bill irresponsible and reckless. Meanwhile, President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing on help coming to New York City, the USNS Comfort.
I told the governor, Governor Cuomo, that the ship will be arriving at New York Harbor on Monday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Buddy, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first edition of our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. We'll be telling you all about them after they tell you all about themselves. And, of course, the National Aviation Academy is ramping up again to go full speed ahead with their classes in April. Tell you all about that right after this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is on the Pinellas County side of Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa in Hillsborough County, and they're in Clearwater in Pinellas County. But both of their campuses do the same thing. And depending on where you're located, your geographical references, whichever one's closest to you, is the one that you want to go and take a tour of. Now, you can do that by going online to naa.edu, find out what they're all about, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. But in both cases, you'll find out about becoming an aviation maintenance tech and what it means to you. First of all, job security. Job security. You will wind up with an FAA license. You'll wind up with a license that's good as long as you have it. You'll be able to make as much money as you can possibly humanly think of. It's all based on your God-given ability and the work that's available. And let me tell you something. These planes that have been parked, they've all got to be worked on before they come back into service, which means aviation maintenance techs are in huge demand right now. Huge demand all over the country and all around the world. So 40 hours a week will bring you about $60,000 a year. Now, there's a lot more hours than that being put into play, and I'm not even going to go there where the money is, but you can just imagine based on that as a staple to start with. So the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or the phone number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and find out what they're all about. You'll be glad you did. Believe me when I tell you. Make sure you always tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, as I just reported, weeks after putting on hold permanent change of station moves and non-essential travel both abroad and in the United States for the next 2 to 3 months, the Pentagon has issued a stop movement order that will affect all personnel and Defense Department civilians immediately. Now, that means all travel, all deployments, all exercises for the entire military force, regardless of the branch, have been put on hold. They're not going to happen. Everybody that's all the ships that are at sea are still at sea. All the aircraft that are doing their flying are still doing their flying. All the military that are at their bases are still at their bases. And by the way, we've got troops that are overseas that can't come back because of the quarantine in place and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff. I'll get into all that in a minute. Now, there are 227 cases of coronavirus right now amongst active duty service members. That's all the branches, according to the Defense Department data. As of yesterday morning, that was up from 133 on Monday. The number of recoveries has also risen, the data shows. So, as people get sick, people recover, and so on and so forth. Now, even with Congress out of town because of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak, defense lawmakers are hoping to keep the annual defense authorization bill process on track through a series of paper hearings on key military issues. That shouldn't go anywhere because in the stimulus bill, there is extra money, $10.5 billion in emergency funding for the military, Department of Defense, and the Department of Veterans Affairs gets another $19.6 billion as part of the stimulus plan to help take care of the veterans that are in the VA hospitals as well as those that are coming to the VA to be treated for problems with the coronavirus, if you will. Now, the other thing is a Marine assigned to the services headquarters office at the Pentagon has tested positive for COVID-19, according to a Marine Corps spokesman. That's kind of throwing things into a tizzy, if you will, in the Marine Commandant's office, because that's where the guy is. And he is the first service member assigned to the Defense Department's home base, the Pentagon, to contract a coronavirus. And we'll see what happens there. I'm not sure what that's going to do to things, but, of course, it'll probably change things. By the way, you might have heard me talk about, over the weekend, two soldiers who were killed, who died at Camp Humphreys in South Korea. That is being investigated to figure out what on earth happened to avoid that ever happening again. Also, the Pentagon says that amid the pandemic, the Pentagon is urging hypervigilance against foreign investment. Now, the Pentagon's top acquisition official is worried that adversary nations may use the economic downturn caused by the new coronavirus pandemic to buy out American-made technologies. Now, that's possible because right now, and Denise is going to come on here in a little bit and talk about something, but right now, China is making buku bucks selling the stuff that they got because they're the only ones that got some of it, remember? They're the only ones that have got some of this stuff. So they got a corner in the market. And as a result, they're making a lot of money. I just told you about $63 billion in sales to European countries of medical supplies and equipment from China or to China from the countries in Europe to get things that they needed to have. Now, we're on a race to get a lot of things done ourselves to say, tell China to go take a flying leap. Also, the Pentagon is doing what they can to improve networks as a lot of people are working at home right now. The telemarketing surges with the new coronavirus pandemic, people working at home, they're doing what they can to bolster the networks with all the employees that are operating online. And in some cases, they've been causing the system to go down wherever the system's at that they're using. Now, as travel bans and shelter-in-place orders spread throughout the country, the military is facing an uphill battle containing the spread of COVID-19 within the force. Obviously, they are doing their very best, and they will continue. And the Pentagon, their top acquisition official, also is keeping an eye on all the different things that are happening around the world, and they're taking advantage of anything they can when it comes to things that they need medically and whatnot for the military. That's a big priority. Now, back in February, as the alarms rose, and even early March, lower echelon commanders wondered what it was they were going to do about the coronavirus. And some of the service members are blaming leaders higher up the chain who were taking their cues from the White House as to what to do. But many units overseas that were in the area, especially in Southeast Asia, they were ahead of the curve on this stuff. They were aware of what was going on, and they were right up front, right away, right to begin with, doing things that needed to be done to take care of the troops, and kudos to them for doing that. So for the people that keep trying to politicalize this and get our military, you know, put between a rock and a hard place here, it ain't going to happen. We got the best young men and women in the world and the best people that train them and teach them and advise them, and that's just the way it is. By the way, in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis issued a stay-away order for New Yorkers temporarily because of the coronavirus problems there. Now, right away, lawyers jumped all over this and said, well, it's time to sue the state of Florida and the governor for this order. They can't do that. That's unconstitutional. Right away, that came out. Okay, let me explain something to you. In a state of emergency, federal and state declared state of emergency. The rules and the regulations aren't what they normally are. Things change. Get over it. Oh, boy. All right, I'm coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to take a look at the weather and see what's going on out there. Again, severe weather along I-70. Be advised, there may be some rough stuff coming across I-70, Missouri, and certainly into Illinois and maybe Illinois later in the day. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or
chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Hearts get broke, but them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
All right, that's the highway junkie song.
on bringing you into this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch Highway and Byway Report. It's a pretty short one, so we'll get right to it. Brought to you by your pilot and Flying J out there. When you see the pilot, when you see the Flying J, pull on in there, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and tell him the captain sent you, because on the Third Watch, you're going to get a free cup of coffee. All right, several days of very dry combined air with gusty winds are going to create some critical fire weather conditions over portions of the southern and central high plains into the weekend. Now, that means the southeastern corner of Colorado going into the western part of Kansas, the Oklahoma, the eastern part of New Mexico, on over towards, down towards El Paso. You're going to have some issues there where all it takes is some ignition and away we go. Now, I will tell you that these conditions could lead to the growth and spread of wildfires if they get that ignition, so please be careful in those areas. In the meantime, we've got some big-time bad weather that's rolling across I-70, and it's following I-70. This is kind of ironic. Right now, it's moved away from Kansas. Missouri, I-70, from west to east, you are inundated with this weather system right now. Severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, flash flooding, flood watches in effect all the way across about two-thirds of Illinois right now. It's moving to the east, so it'll be headed towards Indiana. But it's following I-70, believe it or not, about 20 miles on each side of I-70, straight west to east right now. Now, there is some snow to report tonight. It's up in Wyoming and northern Colorado, I-25 coming out of Denver. You've got a dusting of snow going into Wyoming. But when you get into Wyoming, from Elk Mountain east over to Cheyenne, going up over the top of the rock between Laramie and Cheyenne, you have got a winter storm warning. So be advised of that. Driving conditions could be interesting or challenging. And then you've got snow to the border in Nebraska. And then running north out of Cheyenne, I-25 tonight, you've got snow up there for about 40, 50 miles. So that's what you're looking like there. Over down below on I-8 and I-10, the higher elevations coming across the high desert, a dusting of snow there tonight. And that's about it. I don't see anything else to really bother you except for the wind in New Mexico and the western part of Texas, El Paso, and down along the Rio Grande down there around Harlingen in Texas. So there you go. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the pilot and Flying J truck stop closest to you. Stop by, say howdy howdy to them. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, waiting patiently on the phone is Todd in Tampa. So, Todd in Tampa, have at it.
Let's get down to business, Captain. I'm glad you called that, as Dr. Birx did, that this is an overreaction, okay? And I'm glad that DeSantis is putting I'm from New York. I was born in the Bronx, okay? AOC is a disgrace. In fact, I wish we could put a ban on all New Yorkers because you could leave your liberal politics up there and let Cuomo and Gavin Newsom run your city and your state in the ground. We don't want you here, doggone it. And we want to be open for business here because, as we said, the warm climate over here is not conducive to the virus. So
nope.
Thank God for that. And so let me say something to the White House. Let me kick the door down. Your job here is to let everyone know who the 456 House Republicans who want to make America great again and get rid of Massey, who might be, is probably owned by Soros, who's acting the fool over here, okay? And by the way, pull all our businesses out of China and drive China to their knees and make all these other, bring our manufacturing back here and bring our jobs back. Let's get to work and make sure we get 456 Make America Great Again Republicans and get rid of Mitt Romney and get 100 senators who want to make America great again. Let's get to work and save the country while you're having your block party. The Democrat Party's trying to take over and run the country in the ground. Let's get to work. God bless you, Captain, for staying on top of things for the last 3.5 years. Peace.
Alrighty, well, it's more than 3.5 years, but that's okay. And by the way, what Todd is talking about, and we'll talk about this a little bit with Denise Simon, is Dr. Deborah Birx came out yesterday, and she cast a lot of doubt in the worst-case scenario virus projections that a lot of these Democratic governors and some of the Main Street media have been throwing out there. They've been way, way, way overplaying their hand with the numbers and things that they've got because the facts don't agree with what they're trying to tell you. The facts just absolutely don't agree. And you have to go with the facts because that's how we react to things. You know, you can plan for the worst, but hope for the best. But that doesn't mean that when things don't go the way the worst is supposed to take it, that you all of a sudden keep, oh, I got to have 140,000 beds because I got to have 14,000. Oh, I got to have. I'm listening to Cuomo and I'm just shaking my head going, what the hell is wrong with this guy? Well, I think I know. He's running for president. He's not saying he is, but I know from my friends around the country, Democrat and Republican alike and independent, they're telling me the guy sees an opportunity, especially with fumbling, bumbling, stumbling Joe Biden, who, by the way, may not have enough people propping him up to make it to the convention. We'll see. We'll see. All right, well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to Denise Simon. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
The big news of the night that everybody's talking about is Dr. Deborah Birx and what she said yesterday at the White House press conference. She said, I quote, the predictions of the models don't match the reality on the ground. Hello.
Correct.
And I've been saying that for over 2 months, based on what I know.
They should have been interviewing you.
Well, I've been there, and I've been on a number of shows, and I've talked to a lot of people. Yes, indeedy. However, I'm not a doctor. I'm just a firefighter who's got 35 years of experience in emergency management, plus planned a lot of these table talk exercises over the years where we actually did biological training.
Okay.
But that's a horse of a different color. But models are models, and I'm going to use Dr. Birx's comment here. Models are models. We're adapting now to the reality. There's enough data now of the real experience with the coronavirus on the ground to really make these predictions much more sound. And that's true, because we keep hearing Governor Cuomo, oh, we're going to have 140,000 beds and we got a room and 14,000 people. I keep hearing it and I just want to grab something, you know what I mean?
Okay.
He's using the worst case scenario. You know, you plan for the worst and you hope for the best.
Well, that's precisely right. Mm-hmm. So here's something that's it's gone completely unnoticed. Last year, several federal agencies had a drill, and the drill was called the Crimson Contagion.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know about it.
Yeah, part of it took place in Florida, but go ahead.
Actually, it didn't.
We were involved in Florida on the computers, yep. Mm-hmm. Everybody, there was a lot of people involved, but go ahead.
All right, well, the contagion was, I mean, this was completely a drill. The contagion had an interesting name, and they gave it H971 or something or other, but it involved several states. Florida was not part of that, but it was Illinois, Arizona, Connecticut, so forth and so on. And it became obvious from this drill that the United States was not prepared.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to talk about this when we come back, because it's an important subject, folks, and people need to know about it. And again, this type of training has been going on in the United States for the 40-plus years, almost 50 years, that I've been involved in some way in the fire service or emergency management. This is not our first rodeo. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi.
qualify today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.